Tuesday, the 29th of October, Lamed Tishri, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Rabbi Daniel Hul, Yedir and Bechira, the Shlo's answer.
So thank you so much once again, the team of Torah Way. And of course, the zechus of all the shiurim and Torah of Torah Way should be a zechus for Rafu Shalema for Dodi Yitzchak Mitzvah Shem Bekarev. He should be gesund and stark at Neva Esrim with his family. Yedir and Bechira. A word of caution, the Shloah Kodesh, which is found in the Shnei Luchos HaBris, Chedek Aleph, Hagdomah told us Adam. That's in the first third of the sefer, and towards the end you have Shabbos Abachira, where the Shloah HaKodesh answers, gives us a humanly a way which a human being can understand the answer of the Yedias HaKodesh Baruch Hu to Bechira Adam. The Shloah himself says, "I enter into this Sha'ar, into this gate, with fear and trepidation. These are Dvarim Berumo Shel Olam, and Be'ezus Hashem, I will try and do my best to explain exactly how I understand the Shloah HaKodesh. And of course, if I get anything wrong, Berumo Shel Olam should forgive me." So the Shloah HaKodesh brings down the Rambam, who asks the famous question: if HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the future, then that doesn't really leave any room for Bechiras HaOdom, for a man's free choice. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that in 5 seconds I am going to lift up my hand, then ultimately I don't have the choice to do that, even if I think I do. And the ramifications of this question are obvious. Why should there be any punishment for the Rishoyim? They were destined, so to speak, to do Chas V'Shalom the Averas. And similarly, why should a tzaddik deserve any reward? So the Shloah HaKodesh brings down the Rambam, and he brings the two sides of the coin of the Rambam, and he says, "I agree with the first side of the coin of the Rambam. However, with the second side, I vehemently disagree, and I'll tell you why." Now, the Shloah HaKodesh says, "I am 100% sure what I'm telling you is the pshat and the mahalach of the Rambam Zatzal." He says, "I think it's the pshat of the base of the Ramak, I think it is." And he says, "If it is, then Barshe Kivanti, but I'm 100% sure that what I'm about to tell you is the Ramban himself, the Ramban." So, Emir Tzashem, if we understand this, we have the Ramban's Mahalach to answer Yedir and Bechira. Now, the Rambam is brought down in two places. In Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, and in the Shmona Parokim of the Rambam, in his Akdoma to Perek Chelik, in Sanhedrin. Now, in Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam says, "Well, we can't really answer this question. It's Dvarim Berumo Shel Olam." And we'll mention in a second, Mitzvah Shem, exactly what he says. However, in the Pirushim Mishnayis to Perek Chedek, the Rambam actually says, "I have an answer. I have an answer, but I can't explain it to you. I can't place it down in 4 lines. This complex sugya, and therefore I'm not gonna write any more about it." So we have a sort of a stira in the Rambam where he says, "I have a teretz, but I just can't tell it to you." And then we have the mahalach of the Yad HaChazaka, sorry, in Perek HaHalacha Hei, in Hilchos Teshuvah. So let's see, what does the Rambam say in Halacha Hei, Perikei Hilchos Teshuvah? So the Rambam brings down the question as follows. He says, "If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this man is going to be a tzaddik, harei i'efsha shelo yehiye tzaddik." HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he's going to be a tzaddik, he's going to make a bracha, then there is no possibility of him not being a tzaddik, and that would be a contradiction to a person's free will, Bechiras HaOdam. He's going to be a tzaddik anyway. The second side of the coin, he says as follows: "Ve'im HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea shehu yeh tzadik, ve'efsha shelo yeh tzadik, harei lo yoda hadova al buriyot." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that a person's going to be a tzadik, but there's a small chance that he won't, then that lechayra means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yoda adova al borei chas v'sharim, didn't really know it in the first place, because there's a small chance he'll do not what Hashem thought he was going to do, kaviyachol. So, the first side of the coin is, yediyas Hashem is a stira to bechiras ha'odom, and the second side is, if there is bechiras ha'odom, then that would imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know it completely, if a person has free choice. So the Rambam, crucially, carries on to say the next statement. And he says, so how do I deal with this? Well, you have to know that the idea of Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And since we don't know much, in fact we know nothing at all about the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we don't really know anything about his idea either. You can only ask a contradiction between A and B if you know what A is and you know what B is. But if one of these, A or B, is an unknown, you cannot ask a contradiction. They might even complement themselves. So if you're asking a contradiction, says the Rambam, between Yediyas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, and Bechiras HaAdam, that V'samti Lachem Es HaChayim Es HaMoves V'Chartem B'Chayim, the Pasuk in the Torah that you have Bechira, if you're going to ask that question, well, you're talking about one of those variables is talking about the ideas of Hashem. The idea of Hashem is a chenik of Hashem. You don't know anything about Hashem. You cannot ask the question. And he leaves it at that. You can't ask the question, and let's go right. Okay. So comes along the Shlach Kodesh, and he says as follows. He says, okay, I agree with the first side of what the Rambam's just told us. I agree that Yediyas Hashem is going to be a contradiction to Bechiras HaAdam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows I'm going to lift up my hand, then I have no free choice to do it. However, the second side of the Chakira, that if I have Bechira, then that would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know what I was going to do, I vehemently disagree, says the Shlach, with that train of thought. And I'll tell you why. From the Rambam's own words, the Rambam says that the Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shlach says, I'll tell you what that means. What does it mean, the Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, okay. He says, Chazal teach us this classic line of the Rambam, that the Yediyah of Hashem is a Chelek of him. If you can imagine a room with a Sefer Torah inside. Sefer Torah is my analogy. We're outside the room, and I don't know what's inside the room. So we have two chalokim, two parts of knowledge. We have the potential knower who's standing outside the room, and we have the knowledge that there is a Sefer Torah inside the room. But the knower does not yet know what's in the room. He doesn't have the knowledge. When the knower, when I open the door to the room, I see there's a Sefer Torah, suddenly the knowledge of the Sefer Torah in the room becomes part of me. It comes inside me. I now have the knowledge. So knowledge can be split up, says the Shlach HaKadosh, into three separate parts. The knower, potential knower, the knowledge of what's in the room, and then the knower knowing the knowledge when I open the door. So we have three separate parts of Yediyah. That is Yediyah by everyone in the world, Malachim included, besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because you have to know that when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all three together. He is the knower of the knowledge, he is the potential knower of the knowledge, which is always the knower of the knowledge, and guess what? He's the Sefer Torah as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hakol, he is everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the knowledge, the knower of the knowledge, all at one. Do I have to understand it? No, but I have to be able to cover it. This is what Chazal have told us. Knowledge can be split up into three parts. The potential knower, the knowledge, and the knower knowing the knowledge, and that is by everyone besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything together. Okay. Says the Shlach, okay, I might not have to understand this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, but I accept it. He says, well, if we accept that, we now know something very, very interesting about the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Shlach. We now know why the Ribbono Shel Olam knows everything. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu know everything? It's not a posuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything because he is everything. I know what my right hand is doing because my right hand is part of me. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows everything because everything in the world is the part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the Shlach says, we now know something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. He is the Sefer Torah, he is Hashem Aretz Balayai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekom HaShalom, Chazal tell us. There isn't a place that Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekom of the whole Olam. Okay. Says the Shlach, if I now know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, then I disagree with the second side of the Rambam's Hakira. So the first side, yes, Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a steerer to Bechiras HaAdam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, then he doesn't really have free choice. But the Rambam continues to say, and if a person has free choice, then Vahare Neyod Adam Al Buria, that would mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know in the first place what this guy was going to do. How can you say such a thing? Says the Shlach HaKadosh, Ibcha Mistabra. The opposite would be logical. What does he mean? He says as follows. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything because he is everything, and one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to make something which is not himself. He wants to make something called the Baal Bechira, where the Baal Bechira will choose whether to eat the cheeseburger or not. It won't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is. Hashem wants to make a Baal Bechira. And the definition of a Baal Bechira is that no one can know what he's going to do beforehand. So let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wanted to do that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day decided, I want to make a Baal Bechira. And the definition of a Baal Bechira, a real Baal Bechira, is that no one will know what he's going to do. Sorry? But what happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does Hashem know? Hashem knows because he's everything. But what happens, says the Shlach, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make something which is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If he decided to do such a thing, says the Shlach, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make someone who's not him, then why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu know what he's going to do before he does it? There is no reason in the world why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should know if that's what Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So says the Shlach, and therefore I disagree with the second part of the Chakira. He says it's going to be Chas V'Shalom a Chisorin if you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't know. Ibcha Mistabra. I don't have a problem with that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't know. Why should he know? That's not a Chisorin. Give you an example. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu cover off and make a mistake? No, he can't. Oh, I found something the Ribbono Shel Olam can't do. He can't make a mistake. That's shtus. Why? Because that's the definition of perfection. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides he wants to make a Baal Bechira, so then why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu know what the Baal Bechira is going to do? That's the definition of perfection. He wants to make a real Baal Bechira. It could be that the Rambam and others argue with this Mahalach, but this is quite clear, the Mahalach of the Shlach. Ibcha Mistabra, says the Shlach. However, says the Shlach HaKadosh, the second part of the Chakira can be asked from a different angle. A different angle. He says, we have a posuk. So, says the Shlach, I can live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a Baal Bechira, and there's no reason at all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know what the Baal Bechira is going to choose, good or bad, before he does it. Not a problem. However, I have a posuk. One second. I have a posuk. Hashem u alukim bashamayim mima'al v'ala oretz mitochas ein ol. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, do you know what that posuk means? It doesn't mean there's only one God. We already know that from Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So what does the pasuk Hashem Elokeinu b'shamayim mi'al v'aretz mitochas ein od mean? Says the Shlach, ein od means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing absolutely everything. There is not one atom or molecule or electron which exists in this world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting it to exist and do exactly what it's doing at the time it's doing it. That's what ein od means. When I lift my hand, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifting my hand. That's what Ein Od says. Oh, Ein Od, that Pasuk Ein Od, that is a stira to Bechira Sa'adam. If a person has Bechira, that would be a stira to Ein Od. Yes?
Can you define which way a person's Bechira is limited due to the fact that the point of Shlomo is
What you're saying is, why is Yediyas Hashem a stira to Bechiras HaAdam? That's a whole discussion in itself. I don't want to get into that. I just have to accept that great minds from the Shlomo, the Chovos HaLevavos, the Aruch Hayim, the Rambam, many people said, you have to accept it is a stira. Why it's a stira? It's a very good question. I don't want to get into that. We're assuming that Kodesh Baruch Hu's knowledge of the future is a stira to Bechiris Adam. That's how we're going from here. But that's a whole discussion itself. Why is that true? So we're back with the Shlomo. The Shlomo says that we now have a new adjusted problem, paradox. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, that would be a stira to Bechiris HaOdom. And Bechiris HaOdom is a stira to the posset of Ein Od. To that, says the Shlomo HaKadosh, I have a teretz. And his teretz is so mind-blowing, and it answers so many, many questions that I'm sure all of us here have had, and more. Let's just, it'll become apparent exactly what it's going to answer as we go along, Mirtz Hashem. So here's the teretz of the Shlomo. The Shlomo says, for those who are listening or on audio, I'm going to hold up my hand here, and I have five fingers, Baruch Hashem. So right now, every one of us can do 27,332 different things. You can lift your arm up, you can lift your arm down, you can lift both arms up. Any combination of things at any one time, you can do probably 27,000 different things. Let's dumb this down to five things. Here's my hand. This thumb represents the best mitzvah I can do right now. That's the thumb. This finger at the end here, this small finger, represents the biggest aveira, chas v'shalom, I could do right now. And these three tracks in the middle, these three fingers, are somewhere in the middle. That's closer to the best mitzvah, that's closer to the best aveira I could do. Every one of these tracks has been designed by the Rebbeinu Shloim and written by the Rebbeinu Shloim before he created the world, that at this moment in time, I can do these five things. 27,000 things, but we're going to dumb this down to make it simple. Now, number six I can never do. You know I can never do number six? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wrote in the history of mankind it could ever be done by me. So number six can't be done, but number five can be done. Even though it's an Aveira, all of these tracks are the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, "V'vachata b'chaim, I want you to choose the best mitzvah." If you didn't choose the best mitzvah, so choose the second best mitzvah. But don't go for the Aveira. But if I went for the Aveira, that would also be Rotzon Hashem. But what do we mean it's also Rotzon Hashem, the Aveira? Well, let's think a second. All my tracks are coinciding with your tracks. And your tracks. So let's see in a second what's going to happen. Let's say at the moment I deserve a smack in the face. So we have a Rosha over here who's going to get up right about now. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to have a smack in the face. He smacks me in the face. But what happens if this guy decides to be a tzaddik? He doesn't want to smack me in the face. Don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has arranged for this guy, this Rosh over here, to smack me in the face because he didn't want to do it. So he smacks me in the face. And what happens if everyone wants to be a tzaddik and no one wants to smack me in the face? Don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has arranged a bird to fly through the window right about now and it's going to smack me in the face if he doesn't and he doesn't choose to smack me in the face. So all the tracks are coinciding of your life and my life and everyone's life together. The Rotzon Hashem is always being done. And even when you do an Aveira, you're doing Rotzon Hashem. So what are you choosing? You're choosing which Rotzon Hashem to activate. Am I going to activate the Rotzon Hashem of the mitzvah? Or am I going to activate the Rotzon Hashem of the Aveira? But even the Rotzon Hashem of the Aveira is still Rotzon Hashem. Not as much Rotzon Hashem as the mitzvah. Uvachat v'samti rochem esachayim mitzvamoves uvachato v'chayim. Now, as you can imagine, the number crunching of every second of everyone's life by the Rebbeinu Shloim is fantastic. It's unbelievable. To comprehend, it's unbelievable. So it's not Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't know the future. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't know the future. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the future. But there are multiple futures. There's the Osid HaRa'oi and the Osid HaMuchzik. So many things concerning Bechiris HaOdom is the Osid HaRa'oi. It's a potential future. There are certain things Hashem has written in His creation, which are the Osid HaMuchzak. They will definitely happen. Tchias HaMeisim. Certain things will definitely happen. But other things HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left up to us to choose which one to go on. So why should HaKadosh, the Torah never says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know Chas V'Shalom. Never uses such a lashon. That sounds like a chisaron. He says there's no reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know whether you're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu know if he wants you to have bechira? Why does he want you to have the bechira? Because of Schar, he wants to get to Shemayim. Now one second. When you start listening to the riyas of the Shlach HaKadosh, then it opens up your mind to this concept, and it's absolutely amazing. For example, in the Akedah, says the Shlach HaKadosh, Avraham Avinu had just passed the sign of the Akedah, and the Malach says to him, Ata yodati ki yirei lekimata. Now I knew you're a God-fearing man. What's yodati? Now I knew. It should be now I know, says the Shlach, because the Malach is saying, V'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I always knew that you could pass the sign of the Akedah, but that was only Baroi. But now I know Bahachsoka, Bamuksuk. Ata, now I know Masha Yadati, that which I knew that you could pass the sign of the Akedah in the past tense. Now I knew. And the Shlach HaKadosh brings Raya after Raya after Raya. The Malachim with Yishmael, we just had Rosh Hashanah. This is all Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Torah. Sorry? Oh, Bashe Ushlom. So the Shlach says a fantastic question. Listen to this. He says, the Malachim come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, Rabbeinu Shlom, you're going to save Yishmael, Asidim B'nei Bonov. In the future, his grandchildren, the Arabs, are going to come to the Yidden when they need water with flasks, empty flasks, look like they've got water in them. The Yidden are going to put them to their mouths and they're going to inhale and poison's going to kill them. And you're going to save Rabbeinu Shlom, you're going to save Yishmael with water? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bashe Hushom, he's now a tzaddik. Ask the Shlach HaKadosh, I don't understand, Malachim. What do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do? You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill Yishmael. Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills Yishmael, then there won't be any Asidim, there won't be any future grandchildren, will there? So what are you asking Hashem to do? You're coming, Mikayach, this is going to happen in the future. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, yeah, because they looked at multiple tracks of the future. They saw one of the tracks was, or many of the tracks were, leading to Klal Yisrael getting punished in this way by the Arabs. So says the Shlach, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Bashe Hushom. It doesn't have to happen. Two things could stop it happening. Number one, the B'nai Yisrael could do teshuva. They might not be Rishoyim. If they're not Rishoyim, they won't do it. And number two, even if they are Rishoyim, they want to do it. Don't worry, if Klal Yisrael are tzaddikim, they won't deserve such a punishment, it won't happen. So all you've got is the Osir Haroi. So what have we left? Knew it? Bashe Hushom. He's a tzaddik. What would have happened if Adam Arishon hadn't done chait? So the Shlach asks on himself a very powerful question. Hare, the Torah says itself that Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And he did chait. So we know, with his Bechira, it's written in the Torah what he's going to do. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, ah, yes, I thought that. You know what's going on? Had Adam Arishon, who had Bechira, not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, then the whole Torah wouldn't have been changed one letter, but the whole Havana of the Torah would be different. He doesn't explain how. Obviously, it's impossible to contemplate how. The Torah wouldn't be changed, but the Havana of the Torah would be entirely different. Maybe we'd all be up in Shemayim discussing what would have happened had Adam Arishon eaten from the Eitz Hadas. He says, there's a Gemara which says HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishon all the Chachomim, Dodo Vachachomov. Shmuel Yarchinah, Shmuel's going to be an Amora. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu know who was going to be the Amora, who was going to be the Tzaddik? Says the Shlach HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Arishon all the tzaddikim, all the potential tzaddikim, and all these Amoraim. One of them was Shmuel, who became an Amora. But the others, well, they spent their time in a pub sipping beer, and they didn't become Amoraim. But one of them was Shmuel, Yarkinah. Listen to this beautiful raya. It's an amazing Gemara. There's a Gemara in Tarnis. I think it's Chafeva, Rav Loz Ben Pados. So he was very poor. Rav Loz Ben Pados was very poor. And he was makis dam, bloodlet. So he needed to eat something. He had nothing to eat, so he took the root of a garlic. And he bit into it and he fainted. And the Chachomim came to Rav Loz Ben Pados to see how he was. And they see him crying and then laughing and the spark comes out of his head. So when he woke up, they asked him what happened. He said, oh, I was sitting in the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And I was crying to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, how long am I going to be so poor? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, well, if I destroy the whole world, start again, then maybe, Efsha, you'll be born in the muzzle of Mazonus and you won't be poor. So, Rosh Ben Pados asked him, have I lived more than half my life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you're already over half your life. So Rosh Ben Pados said, well, if Cain lo ba'ino, then I don't need the... Then you don't have to destroy the world for me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, in that zechus I'm going to give you, in that mitzvah, you didn't want me to destroy the world, I'll give you 13 rivers of Afar Samon. And Rav Elazar ben Pados says, is that all you're going to give me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what do you want? The schar of the tzaddikim? He said, no, I want the schar of the Rishoyim. No, Lamabo, I want it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clicked his fingers and a spark came out and he said, Girokon, Giri b'chor, Giri, take my arrows, Beloshon of, like a patch from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai, Ashrei, Adam, Zeikata, Azah. Giri b'chor, Giri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'derech, B'dikus, Rashi says, Hashem gave him a slap and a spark flew out from his head. The question is, so, I don't understand. We have many times where Elyon Novi comes and he gives the poor tzaddik lots of money. The table leg, Rav Kana he gave, in Gemara and Kiddushin he gave a pot of gold, he was very poor. And then we have Rav Shun Bar Yochai coming to the Bikur, Moni Dinorin, the Bikur's Moni golden coins. And here Rav Elazar ben Hadas is poor, and he says, Rav Elazar, how am I going to be poor? And Akash Baruch Hu says, well, if I destroy the whole world, start again, then maybe you'll have Mazonus. Rav Elazar ben Hadas said, well, if it's only on a maybe, then I don't mind. That was the Gemara says before. It's not even guaranteed, it's only on a maybe, and I've already lived half my life, you don't have to destroy the world. I don't understand. Take a couple of $100 from some guy's bank account, he won't even notice. And give it to Rav Elazar ben Pados. This is a bonus lamb talk. You do anything. I call Yochol. So what's it have to destroy the whole world? The Fi D'Shlo, it's so beautiful. Yeah, there's in the written in the world, there's a tochnit for the Bikur Moni Dinarim, and there's Rav Kana getting a pot of gold. But guess what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wrote in the world that Rav Elazar ben Pados in this world will have money, will have Mazonus. So the only conceivable way it could happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it, but if he wants not to destroy his world, then he's going to have to start Michadash and make a whole new world. Because even if it's 10 agarot, if it's 10p or 5p, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not considered and not metachnen merosh before the creation of the world, and Hashem suddenly throws me down this 5p, I go to the shop, what's this doing in my hand? This wasn't in the tachnit, and it goes to the shop here, well, why have I got 5p? Ripple effect, the whole world will suddenly... Will just not be just. It won't be according to the tachanun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metachnen every moment of every person's life according to ultimate justice, tzedek, hatzor tomim polo, kichol d'rochel mishpat. Every single second of everyone's life is metuchan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, my brother, Rabbi Eliezer, he's masculine, yeah, that's Pshat the Shlob. I have a big question, says my brother. So basically you're saying that there is Bechiris HaAdam, and the Yedias Hashem, there's no reason to know what he's going to choose, but why is Bechiris HaAdam not a steerer to the possible of Eino, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything? It's because you're choosing which Rotzon Hashem to activate. So when I'm lifting up the cheeseburger, it's going in my mouth. It's actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifting it and doing it. But I'm choosing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol should do that at the time. Why isn't the fact that I choose which track to go on also not a steerer to the Pasuk of Einod? It's still a steerer to Einod. How are you going to get around that? Even the choice of which Rotzon Hashem to activate is still Einod. Einod says Hashem is everything, is doing everything, and there's nothing besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, how can you have Bechira to choose even which Rotzon Hashem to activate? Well, this question I would answer as follows. For example, there is a stira in the Gemara about Nige Botim. Tzoras on a house. So the Gemara says, where is this nega on the wall? So on one place, the Torah says it's on a kir, on one wall, and the other place, the Torah says it's on kiros, two walls. So the Gemara says, well, you've got stira to psukim, where is this nega? So the Gemara says, have a remember keren zovis in the corner. Because a corner of a room could be considered one wall, and it could also be considered two walls. So what do we have here? We have a stira, we have a posuk of kir, and we have a contradicting posuk of kiros, and we have a compromise, which is really the MS. That's why the Torah said these two psukim, to tell you it's going to be in the corner. So I will answer back my brother and say as follows. We have a pasuk. We have a pasuk of Bechira. We have many rise of Pesukim with Yedias Hashem. So how are you going to reconcile the pasuk of Vachart of Achayim and the Yedias Hashem with the teretz of the Shloah? Zelo baya. If I have two Pesukim, I have a pasuk which tells us that we have Bechira of Adam. In Yedias Hashem, just one last thing you might be wondering. The Chavis Lavov asks a beautiful question. He says, if I have Bechira, then how comes sometimes McDonald's is closed? I was going to have a cheeseburger last night. I drove there. It was closed. What happens to my Bechira? How comes if I've got Bechira, sometimes Hashem stops me doing the Aveira? Oh, for the Shlach HaKadosh is beautiful. Because there was never that track that you could do that Aveira. HaKadosh, every Aveira person does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mutuchnan that it's possible for you to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding you not to do it. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be Zeicha to be your Bachar to Bachayim and only choose mitzvahs to bring Nachas Ruach to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Thank you so much.
Ha ha ha.